This is PodcastNorm.com.
Today's show is...
Cup teams take it to the Enjoy Illinois 300 for playoff race 2 from a NASCAR fan's view. The NASCAR Cup teams head to the Worldwide Technology Raceway for the Enjoy Illinois 300. It is the second race of the 2025 playoffs, and the stakes are high. The race promises to be intense. Well, that is for those in the playoffs round of 16 trying to make it to the next level. Of course, that next level is the round of 12 and a chance to move on further into the playoffs. The race isn't just about speed, though. It is about strategy and endurance, as well as the ability to adapt to the continually changing track conditions that the track will go through over the 300 miles. Last weekend's race was hard on most of the playoff 16. Notice I said most of the playoff 16. A few of them did fare quite well, but maybe we'll talk about them a little later. From this fan's view, one of the most popular teams had all four of their teams struggle to make it even as far as they did. Of course, you know which teams I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah, that's correct. It was the Hendrick teams, and not just one of them. Chase Elliott was the top finisher for Hendrick, and he finished 17th. Kyle Larson was next, and he finished 19th. William Byron was after them, and he was further back in the mid-20s. The Hendrick driver who had the worst finish of the four was Alex Bowman. He hasn't had the best of luck lately, and he has continued to battle the bad racing luck beast. He now sits 3 below the cut line and 19 points below the cut for moving on to the round of 12. If his battle with the beast continues, and it continues to defeat him, his chances of moving on to the next round will be slim indeed. His only hope is quickly becoming a win and you're in. He could have good races over the next two without a win and still make it to the round of 12, but he really needs to seal the deal with a win. Of course, if he does win, it could put one of his Hendrick teammates in jeopardy of not making the playoffs. One thing is certain to this fan. If he wants to assure himself moving on to the next round, he will definitely need a win. At least from this fan's view, the rest of the Hendrick teams cannot afford another race result like last week's. Even though Kyle Larson is starting on the front row with Denny Hamlin, he must find a way to stay up front and possibly even take the win. Anything less, and he will have another stress-filled week waiting to see if he can still make it to the next round. The same goes for William Byron. He and the 24 team need to perform like the champs they are. There is the usual problem that always surfaces in the playoff. That is the problem that the playoff races are actually two races in one. There is the race between the 16 playoff drivers and all of the others running and hoping to win the same race. Unfortunately, there can only be one winner. The one that wins, whether it be one of the playoff drivers or one of the others, will be declared the winner. If it is a playoff driver, he will move on to the next round. If it is one of the others, he will be declared the winner of the race, but not eligible to move on to the next playoff level. That's what makes it both interesting and confusing. The Fords and Toyotas have their work cut out for themselves, but at the present, the Toyotas are above the cut line. Josh Berry is basically in the same boat as Bowman. Strangely, Joey Logano is not in a good spot either. In fact, this race is going to decide pretty much which of the teams will move forward and which ones won't. Some are digging a deeper hole than they can get out of. Sure, I know that someone can win from anywhere in the 16 and make it to the next round of the playoffs, but the possibilities are becoming increasingly complex and less likely. Of those in the top 16 needing to have good finishes, there are several whose chances are good. What will happen in this race is dependent on which of them is willing to take the biggest chance. Of course, tires would be nice on a pit stop, but there is going to be the need to conserve fuel because this fan thinks there will be long green flag runs, and that will cause some of them to gamble on having enough fuel to outlast the others as long as possible. That will require the drivers to do their best to make sure they conserve enough to get more laps on a tank of fuel than their competitors. It may seem like they just don't have the pace to run up front, but if they can conserve enough fuel during the run, they will end up at the front. And you know what that means, don't you? Yeah, I agree. No pressure. This all sounds pretty easy, doesn't it? Hey, this is Russ, and that's my view. And I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing.
That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. All views expressed are strictly the opinion of the writer, all rights reserved, by Rusty Norman, NASCARFansView.com, and JustTheFansView.com. All audio productions by www.podcastnorm.com and Podcast Norm Productions. All music is Two Buck Themes from Mike Stewart, unless otherwise stated.
This is PodcastNorm.com.